New Radio Sports Network. I'm Tim Coles, and it's time to talk a little cross country. We're joined by Katie Wagey, the head coach of the Luxembourg Casco cross country team, who have been really racking up the hardware in recent weeks. And Katie, first of all, congratulations on all your team success. And what has been maybe the bigger thing for you? The fact that your kids are improving every week. You're seeing those times fall, personal records gained, but the hardware as well. What's more important to you?
For us, I mean, it's always nice to get some hardware, but for us, it's really about seeing the kids improve, you know, and really progressing along so that they can be, you know, where they want to be at the end of the season, where they need to be.
And what's been maybe when you take a look at your meets that you've had so far this year, has there been any meets where you kind of go, where you're almost, when you're almost walking away shocked with how well your team performed?
You know, actually, they did really well at De Pere. De Pere is a really hard meet. They have some pretty big schools there. And the way they performed there, they didn't, like, earn a plaque or a trophy, but the way that they performed was really telling of how good competition brings out the best in everyone. So I was really proud of that. It's always fun then to go to a couple smaller meets and then bring home some more hardware, bring home more trophies, because then that just builds in that confidence that these kids, that they are improving, that they can see medals and trophies and work together as a team to get there.
Now, we had a chance to talk to Spencer and Madeline at that opening meet at the Chief K Invitational at Gibraltar. Are there other runners that, when you think about it, that has really stood out to you so far this year with maybe how much they've grown year over year?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Gabe Havel has made amazing jumps in the last year. And even right now, he just finished in our top spot on Monday at this St. Mary's meet, and he was personal record 17:55, fourth overall. The last two races, he's been outstanding. He's always been a very solid runner, but he has done really well. We're seeing some improvement on a freshman, Gabe, as a junior freshman, Hudson Theory, that's Spencer's younger brother. He's making big gains, and our seniors are really kind of the key there, I think, to you know, moving Spencer and Hudson, especially along. Weiss, Wagey, and Michael Otradovic are teaching him really to group run, and then he passes them at the end with those fresh legs. So Lance Stravosky is doing a fantastic job as well. He's a really solid runner, and Spencer has always been solid for us too. So in terms of boys, our team is looking good. We have another freshman, Kyan Lintz, doing fantastic, and Reagan Dell. So we've got some good runners on the boys' team, and they're really working well as a team. Our girls are the same. They're doing fantastic. As you said, Maddie Bevins has been really showing up and being a great front runner. Her and Megan Vandermus will go back and forth, two of them, and work together in our top spot. And then kind of, not shocking, but surprisingly, Lydia Morozov, who wasn't quite a varsity runner at the end of last season, was a little nervous to make the jump to varsity, finished in our third place spot at our last meet for our runners, and she has made huge improvements, really working this summer. Sophie Malezva has been showing a good amount of grit and movement as well. And then again, we have those great senior girls, Alyssa Delabrew and Michaela Bushy, both really solid runners. And then Ella Wessel, she's a little bit of a wild card for us. We never know what we're going to get, but she has been a strong varsity runner for us. So our girls are just making moves as well. So it's fun to see them to work together. It's all about working together for us. So lots of good kids coming.
Now, between going to cross country meets as a runner, as a spectator, covering cross country meets, I had to talk to Maddie after Gibraltar just to talk about the weird chant that they do. I don't know if you change it. You go on your Facebook page. You have a Spartan shield that you bust out. You recently had kind of a workout/fun day at Hillside Apples. I believe you go up to Harbor Village here in Door County a little bit as well. How important is it for you to almost have that mix between work and pleasure when it comes to practices and meets?
You know, it is hugely important, because not everybody's going to run varsity, you know, and sometimes that's really important for kids, but sometimes for a lot of our kids, it's about being involved in the group and being part of our cross-country family, you know, and it just, it keeps the kids fresh. I was just talking with our other coach, and I said, well, maybe we'll have a fun day today, at the day before the meet, and he looked at me, and he's like, those fun days, if we just play games, they go so hard. We can't have a fun day before practice because they just go so hard if there's any competition involved. So we want them to have fun. Our seniors this year actually came up with the idea of the Spartan Shield, so we purchased that. They're having a good time with that, and that's something that we can pass down each year. You know, they just, we have team shirt days, you know, every week we choose a different theme, and it's fun to have fun, right? Like, we want it to be fun. We want them to work hard, but at the end of the day, it's about the kids feeling involved and feeling like they're part of our family. So it's definitely, it's a good thing to have a good mix of fun and hard workouts. So we're lucky that way.
Speaking of hard workouts, you have three meets this week. How do you get your team kind of keep those legs fresh so they can perform the way that they hope they can, especially as you head to a tough meet, like you're saying, against Valdres here on Thursday?
Yeah, this is our hardest week. We had a meet on Friday, a meet on Monday, and then a meet on Thursday tomorrow. So it has been challenging. We definitely like the bike ride. That is a good, easy workout for our legs. We try to go a little bit long and slow in between for a nice, relaxing recovery run today. It'll be easy run. So, and we like to change up surfaces as well. We try to keep the kids off the pavement as much as possible. We're lucky to have the Anapi trail so close to us, so we utilize that quite a bit as well. But it definitely is challenging this part of the season. Next week, we'll look forward into getting back into more of a training schedule. But with homecoming, that just adds another something to the mix. So,
and obviously, we're looking way ahead here, and we're talking to Katie Wagey, the head cross-country coach at Luxembourg Casco. But you end off the year before you get to the state series with your own invitational, followed by conference being held at Northbrook Country Club. And how big is that for your squad to, on those 2 days, two of maybe the bigger races of the year, to not have to travel and maybe just set up the course, being the most stress that they have to deal with? Otherwise, they don't have to sit on a bus. They don't have to, you know, do any of those other things. They can just kind of walk out their door, head down the road, and run a cross-country meet there at Northbrook.
It's great. Our kids love running at Northbrook. Northbrook is a beautiful course. It's grass. They're pretty much, most of them, familiar with the course. We, you know, are able to, luckily, you know, back-to-back, be pretty well prepared for what's to come. And they love having people that they know come watch. We invite all the staff members from, you know, the whole district, and so many of the students come to watch. They're not familiar, some of them, with how a cross country team or course works, and so it's fun to open everybody's eyes, and it's always fun for athletes to run for a big hometown crowd. So we love it. We definitely encourage everyone to come out and experience the fun of a cross-country meet at Northbrook.
And then final question for you, Katie, before we let you go. Obviously, you've had kind of that normalcy that maybe some other schools didn't get to experience last year, because you got to run during the fall. A lot of other schools kind of had to do it in the spring. Have you noticed a difference at all between those schools that had to run in the spring, and have they kind of bounced back at all to you, or has it been kind of even playing field and what you would expect from those schools when you run against them?
I think our kids got a little bit more of a break on their legs. I mean, many of them are involved in other sports as well, but I think just mentally, psychologically, not having back-to-back seasons is good for our team, just to get that break and, you know, give those kids a little bit of a mindset shift. So that has been really good for us. I haven't noticed anything in particular, you know, in terms of meets, but we just have noticed that our kids' legs seem pretty fresh for the most part. So we've been lucky that way, to be able to have that time in between, to have that regular season or semi-regular season last year, and then this regular season this year. So we are definitely lucky.
Katie Wagey, you're a head coach for Luxembourg Casco Cross Country. come up with Valder's this Thursday. And of course, if you're going to mark your calendars, make sure you check out October 8th and 15th, those home courses at Northbrook Golf Course. So, Katie, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
And for the new Radio Sports Network, I'm Tim Coles.